So I know we're in the middle of a heated Destiny talk. The Patriots are first in goal on the 8-yard line. This is getting a little bananas. Okay, but yeah, that's the official timeline that we have. So the Bungie PvP stream is going live on, oh my god, on this Wednesday the 8th. And then February 14th, Valentine's Day. That is when the PvP patch is dropping. We have an official date. It's locked in. Mark your calendars. This is really a make or break moment.
The game is just right now, so it's perfect for me to bitch about it, but not, you know, bad enough for me to quit playing. They've hit a real nice equilibrium.
Perfect state, yep.
Yeah. Which is really what we all want.
Still play, but bitch about it at the same time.
We've got a few things that are more along the errors side, you know, the faux pas side, like the Warlock self-res.
Oh,
issue.
That
don't get me started on that shit.
Now that's there's a couple things that you could talk about.
Yeah.
In terms of, hey, here's a change that I propose, and someone would be like, you know, I don't think that's a good change, and someone would be like, that's a good change. No one is going to argue about the Warlock glitch.
Yeah,
I don't know how
because it is
still
a glitch
a thing,
though. It's not
that
like
they haven't like addressed.
Yeah,
like,
it's a glitch.
It's not like
that's
got
to be.
Yeah,
I lost a card today because I was doing carries with my good buddy Pump Train.
Yep.
And
Coach Pump
we Train. Clunked heads with another team, and then it was a team wipe. Everybody got wiped, and I was like, okay, it's a trade, because everyone died. And then Warlock pops right back up, and they had a full minute and a half to get them to get their super bar charged, and then the territory popped up, and they didn't go for it. They just kept charging with the scory.
The worst part about it is that there's no animation as well for the Warlock self-revive. So they literally, they're dead, and then 1 minute they're alive straight away, immediately, and they can shoot you. We went up against a team that were crutching on it and had been for quite some time, and they're still playing Crucible, doing it every weekend, you know. So, yeah, I'm really hoping that that one gets addressed. Just for the folks that don't know what it is, it's
we can teach people how to do it.
No. Well, we don't have to go into the exactness.
A glitch where, you know, a self-revive Sunsinger can come to life at the end of the round, and then for whatever reason, the round doesn't end, even though your entire team is already dead.
Yeah.
So the other team has the ability to run around and do whatever and
run out the clock and score camp themselves back up to super again.
Tremendously irritating, but that's neither here nor there. So,
which I don't understand how it's still around, because when the quiver glitch was in the game, I feel like as soon as it became well known all, Bungie was immediately on it.
Yeah.
Like they didn't fix it, but they were like, you can't use quiver anymore.
But I think that really highlights the fact that I think the resources are not as
stretched thin.
Because that was the very beginning of the Taken King. They just released a major expansion, so I think that, you know, it was kind of high up on the list of priorities, as well as nerfing weapon parts and armor parts as well at the same time.
So why don't we talk real quick about what the best case scenario is and the worst case scenario for the stream on Wednesday.
Good idea. I think that's a really good idea.
There you go. So because best case scenario. Oh, here you go ahead.
It's make or break time for a lot of people at the moment. I think that's
for a lot of people.
The reoccurring ultimatum is that I'm probably going to stay away from Destiny in its current state until Destiny 2 if things aren't significantly improved. So there's a lot of pressure on Bungie to come up with
The good news is that Destiny 2 is right around the corner. So it's not like I'm leaving Destiny forever if the PvP patch isn't good. It's like, I want to be entertained. This is what people are thinking, in my opinion. They want to be entertained between now and Destiny 2. Because we love Destiny. We want to keep playing.
And this is going to be the last patch. Like,
definitely going to be the last patch. I would be amazed if they came out with another patch.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's where we are right now. So, best case scenario, my opinion, they come out on stream and they just have like a laundry list of like, here's what you guys have been talking about. Here is what we're changing. And then everything major on the community wish list is done and dusted. You know what I mean? And although it's kind of different depending on who you ask, if you were to say, hey, what's your perfect PvP patch right now? Not everyone's going to have the same answer, but I think there's a couple of things that many people can agree on that should be looked at in one way or another. Like Scories, maybe Hand Cannon Bloom, the strength of primaries, promoting alternatives in the special weapon department other than the shotgun. Yeah, the Skipnade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anybody out there who, yes, who wouldn't agree with those things. Like, there's nobody who's like, no, I think primaries are absolutely perfect as they are, I don't
You'd
think.
Be surprised, but my friend.
I guess
you
I would be. But I mean, it's like, you're a shotgun lover. I use the shotgun as well, and I still
I
can
do the
see...
Shotgun. Do
I can
shotgun.
Still see... That, you know, shotguns might, you know, not... They might be a little bit higher than the other specials.
They get used like, a lot because there's not a lot of competition for the shotgun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Outside of, like, the last word and a perfect Luna 3 tap or a well-placed grenade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Perfect Luna 3 tap.
The perfect 3 tap. So crispy.
Oh, my gosh. Ridiculous. So what's worst-case scenario, then, Fallout?
Worst-case scenario? I shudder to think. I'm trying to think of what the absolute worst.
I think
worst
the most
case
likely worst case scenario is if things would have been overdone or overcooked on the spreadsheet data kind of thing. Because I think the things where they tend to go or have gone wrong in the past is by overdoing something that wasn't really an issue for people, but because it's on paper. You know, like they looked at Gunslingers, or the rough story was Gunslingers were the most used subclass in PvP and for sixes and things like that. And they thought, oh, well, that's obviously a problem. If people are gravitating towards that, we'll need to do a tweak. And it's like, that was a really odd tweak, like that no one really predicted or felt was necessary. And it's still, you know, like we're still kind of in the repercussions of that at this present moment. So I think we're a bit worried that the Nerf bat is going to come out and show it and will start waving it itself around. I kind of hope not. I hope that Bungie have learned from past experiences when, you know, I mean, it's not just, oh, we need to listen only to the community. I like it when, you'd expect a company to do it on their own initiative as well. Like, I mean, it's their game. They made it and stuff, so...
I would hope that the people who are paid to design games have... in general, better ideas on how to rebalance
sometimes.
Or redesign.
They sometimes do, and they sometimes don't. I think
they don't always, but close... I just hope that they have some ideas that none of us have thought of.
The
you
too
know?
Close to the project is usually the phrase that springs to mind where, you know, they get things a little bit wacky every now and again, but we're all human at the end of the day. Things like that can happen. So, the Nerf bat, I think, I'm hoping is, you know... very selectively and sparingly waved around the place, I think, this time. I think it's buffs and addressing little annoyances and stuff like that. I think Scories is probably at the number one list of a lot of solid players' lists, for a tweak. Not for, like, a massive, you know, removal or anything like that, but a tweak.
Sure.
It needs a tweak, because it's...
Because I like how they... It's a unique item. I think... their intentions were good when they created it, you know,
because
you want to have a bunch of really unique items in the game. But it's at the point where if you're in PvP and you're in any form of 3v3 and you're not using, well, hell, even 6v6, if you're not using either Memory of Yolder or especially Scory, then you're just putting yourself at a disadvantage. There's no reason to not equip either of those artifacts. And that's when we get to the point in the community where it's like, yeah, it's kind of a problem, because we want to have varied gameplay. You know what I mean? You want to have multiple options that you can pick from at the top. That way we're not all locked into one constant meta. And not only locked into one constant meta, but at the same time, a meta that rewards passive, borderline boring, depending on who you ask, gameplay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yes. I mean, it's very linear. It's like it literally reduces the bandwidth of gameplay to this tiny crevice of what must occur and how predictable and how challenge. Would you say challenging? Because having three supers all at once very frequently during Trials of Passage is quite a tricky thing. Not a completely impossible thing to counter, but it is
not impossible, but it's difficult.
And it seems to be breaking the confines of the game just a tad.
It's just irritating.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not... I'm always a very... My mentality is always, don't hate the player, hate the game. So when I go into Trials and I'm doing a carry and I go up against a team of people using Scories, I'm frustrated, but I'm not going to be like, oh, wow, what a bunch of bitch-ass losers. You know what I mean? Like, they're playing
That's
smart.
A direct quote from earlier. Don't lie.
Because I totally understand the mentality. You want to play to win. People want to get to the lighthouse. They are entitled, and they should use the strongest options available to them. So I don't blame them at all for using Scories. But at the same time, my frustration gets directed at the game itself because I'm like, oh, man, I just really wish this item wasn't in the game because it's just, it's very, very strong and it promotes passive gameplay. And I think everyone is a fan. I mean, most people that I talk to are fans of really quick action-packed gameplay. You know what I mean? And it's frustrating because there are times when, I'll admit, I'm running a Trials card, I'm trying to help somebody get to the lighthouse. If they're going to use Scories, I have to use it right back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's not the way I want to play, but it's just the way the meta is right now. And if you want to win, you have to kind of understand and sometimes adhere to the meta.
You must adopt the dark side of the meta.
You go dark side completely, I'm using Force Lightning on people. I'm like, you're making me do this, man.
Yes. I feel like Scories itself isn't a horrible idea, being able to like give your team super if you're playing well, but I agree that it should be active. I always felt like it should be something where like it has a timer on it that only works after you get killed.
Like,
that
or like there's a the trade-off.
Yeah,
because right? There's no trade-off. There's no gamble. It's like, oh yeah, free super for everybody. What's the downside? There's
I guess
no downside.
Why would I not?
You don't even have to move.
Oh, I can't wear my memory of Yolder. That's the downside.
That's the downside.
Darn.
No unlimited sprint. In a game where I have Yolder on and I still occasionally get sprint locked away.
In a game where for 2 years I played without unlimited sprint.
Right?
So why would I even give a shit about not having it now? Like, I know how to play without it.
It's silly.
It's silly.
So here's hoping that they give it a little bit of a tweak.
Yeah, something. I think I've got confidence. I've got faith that something will be done.
Faith?
You know, they.
You gotta have faith.
I got the faith too.
What else is something that we'd like to see? Blade Dancer.
Why don't we open
getting, up? Get a bit of you know, Blade Dancer for sure.
For the skip nade, you mean the skip nade?
Well, this, I think for me, rather that getting the super a bit more reliable, I think would be a. Rather than the skip nades. Skip nades are frustrating with the Shinobi's round. Yes, hit detection, short stops.
I thought they took care of that.
No, I mean, they made it better. It was improved, but it's still...
They made it much better, didn't they? I remember clips of people swinging wet air.
But it still does that now. Talk to anyone that mains Blade, and they're like...
Really? Okay. I mean, I don't main Blade.
Yeah. I'll say, I main Hunter, I've never used Blade Dancer once. It just does not
appeal to me. Talk to anyone that mains Blade, and they'll tell you all
about it. I leveled up the subclass, but I've never like actually used it in PvP.
I love using Blade. Blade's amazing.
I was all gunslinger. That was my jam. Back in the day.
Yeah, the Shinobu's Vow is also another thing that people want because maybe the grenades are a little bit too strong on the old tracking side of things there. I mean, by all means, you could have the strength and aggression, but one grenade instead of two, perhaps. I don't know. I think toning the aggression level down on an exotic maybe might not be necessarily the best.
Yeah. I don't know. A single skip nade never really bothers me that much. It's just teams of people throwing them.
Isn't that tough anyway? Three strikers, three wallets.
Exactly. So that's why I don't, when I think of things I want fixed, skip nades aren't on the top of my list just because they don't bother me that much more. Lightning grenades piss me off the most of all grenades,
because they're
broken. Of all grenades, I don't know what it is. They always hit me dead on, and I always think I'm out of range, and then I fucking die. That's the grenade
very random cone, haven't they? It's like spike grenades. You think, I'm nowhere near that. Oh, I'm dead. Oh, excellent. Yay.
The spike cone is very deceptive. And when the biggest thing that people get killed by with the spike grenade is the purple goes away.
Yes,
and you're like, oh,
it's done. You still take
But you walk in front of
The radiation is still there. The fallout.
It's kind of like...
Fallout's still there.
Oh, my God, he said it.
People get hit by that all the time. You gotta be really careful with those spike nades.
Man. And then, of course, obviously, there's weapons that people would like to see come back as well. I think auto rifles are still crying out for a rebrandish and all that kind of thing, even though
I never like shitting on people who like to play a certain way. Like, I just don't like auto rifles. I hope they never come back. I don't want... I never...
I don't care if they come back, but I'm never going to use them.
That's the thing. If they become amazing, I'm going to have to use them because I want to use...
because I play to fucking win!
I play to fucking win, baby.
It's a sedative.
If I'm trying to, take somebody to the lighthouse, I'm going to use the best chance.
Yeah.
The weapon that's going to give me the best chance I can. Of winning.
I guess when I say I never use it, I'm thinking of a world where they don't rise to the top, they just become like an equal option.
Yeah,
got it.
If that could really honestly happen
without, you know, messing with stuff. It's just, I don't know, it's the gameplay. Like, the thing I like about FPS games is how addictive the gunplay is. And when you're just holding down a trigger, you know, without any external areas. Like, of course, controlling recoil, so pulling down on thumbsticks, whatever, there is that kind of element there. But, like, I think the games that have best nailed automatic rifle gameplay has been, like, a good incarnation of Battlefield 3. I say this a lot because it was really addictive. There was a very, very specific timing on burst fire and tap fire in order to get very quick long range kills, and it was like a very Moorish style gameplay. It was very engaging. I'm not sure they could integrate that into Destiny without it being overpowered, because you'd literally, it's like points of a second you'd get a kill at long range. You know, if it was a headshot, but you had to get the timing right. If the timing was off, you weren't going to get that lightning speed insta-death on their screen. For them, the enemy, it would be an insta-death. Boom. Like, one frame death. You know what I mean? And it's like, it was perfecting that was like part of your, you know, your training process. Whereas the current way that auto rifles are working is just drop the hammer and hold it down until you hear the beep. Basically.
It just doesn't make you feel like a cool pew pew man to just pull the trigger and aim at someone. I want to feel cool with my hand cannon.
Just holding the trigger.
I mean, you could say pulse fire rifle gameplay is kind of the same, but at least there's something to that that keeps you coming back.
Patriots won, by the way. It says 34-28 in overtime.
They just scored.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Then wow. It's all over. It's all
that's unbelievable.
Done?
That's crazy.
Wow, I cannot believe that. They went from, what was it, like 28-3 or something like
that? Yeah, it was, I think that's right, yeah.
Wow, that is
unbelievable. Let that be a lesson to anyone who's ever been down 4-0 in trials.
Dude, I was just thinking the same thing. Dude, wow,
it's
that's
never
incredible.
Too late to clutch.
I can't believe it. Tom Brady, can you please retire? Please retire, Tom Brady. No one wants to deal with you in the league anymore. I'm a New York fan. We want Brady to go away.
Go away.
Congratulations to him. He's a fantastic player, one of the greatest to ever play the game. Now please retire and go away.
Wow, all right. Incredible. Back to Destiny. Auto rifles.
Back to Destiny.
I think the only kind that I actually like to use that make me feel cool, and they're trash to use right now, are things like the Unbent Tree, where they just are super fast rate of fire. I like those when you can like melt somebody with them really quick in games. I don't know, because I used to like using the SMG in like Halo 2 a lot. I don't know why. Like, that was just my...
You were
I
using
like...
the SMG in Halo 2?
Halo, well, when it started, and Halo 2 Online started, the beginning weapon was the SMG, and then they switched it later, so it was the BR.
So I
was a purist for a long time, and I was like, what is this fucking BR nonsense? And I wanted the SMG back. But no, even in Halo 3, if I picked up the SMG, I could do work with an SMG. I don't know. I liked... I could. I once was playing with my friends. They all thought they all thought they were hot shit, and I grabbed a dual-wield SMG. I was like, you guys ready for a killing spree? And they mocked me, and I did not get touched for the rest of the game. All right? don't doubt my SMG skills.
Don't
count. Look, Fallout, don't look at 25-year-old Mega who accidentally deletes games now and try to judge 14-year-old Mega who had fucking reflexes and knew how to play
games.
Can we
talk about that story? Maybe we should.
He brought it up. He planted the seed. Let's nurture the tree.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
All right, fine.
Last weekend on Last Exit,
Yeah.
We're goofing around. I was doing some trials runs, helping some people out. And then our good buddy, Fun Police, he and I reached out to each other. And we're like, hey, do you want to do some cards together? And he was like, yeah, that sounds like fun. But before we do any carries, first, let's play a card with Mega. And I was like, okay, cool.
He was like, no, you, to get no, you rolled your eyes and you said, ugh, this guy.
And I was like, oh, my God. And I was like, no, it sounds like fun, dude. It should be great. So we roll in. And challenging, you know what I mean? But fun, always fun. And Mega actually had some really good plays. I was really proud of him. Did you record that triple kill that I told you to record?
I did record it, actually. I do have good it on my PlayStation.
Yeah, we were in a situation story in Last Exit in the tunnel area, right? And I get hit by a fusion nade out. Fun Police tries to push in.
That's what he does.
Rebalance the scale, because he's so aggressive. My God, he's so aggressive. And then he gets killed. So I was like, oh, shoot. So it's a 1v3.
Of course, he was immediately like, well, this is fucked. Yeah
I was like, this is fucked. Because it's a 1v3. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. It's like, it's really challenging, especially on Last Exit, to come back from a 1v3. So I was like, okay, this round's over. And then Mega pulls out a triple kill, like out of thin air, and Shake and I were both like, oh, you gotta record that. And we were just really hype. Mega was doing good. We were doing good. We ended up going flawless first try. No mercy. Use whatever. Oh, yes. Don't apologize.
Yeah.
And we were super hype. And what happened? So we went.
We got to the lighthouse.
We got lighthouse, and we were going to go to Mercury.
Yep.
And on the way there.
No. We were in the lighthouse at the loot, at the freaking chest.
Oh, we were. Okay, so
yeah,
we were.
I was standing in front of the chest.
You hadn't opened it yet.
No, I had not.
Kind of dancing around.
Yeah.
He gets black screened, all right? So he's going into like an error code.
Yeah.
But it's fine, because whatever.
Yeah.
We'll just reload it. So he decides he's going to force quit
Destiny. Because it wouldn't leave the black screen. I was in it for like a minute. Yeah.
So he goes to force quit, and he clicks uninstall game instead of close application.
Close app. Yep.
And he deletes Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, please tell me you picked up the gear. And he's like, no. I was like, how long is it going to take to reinstall? It's like 4 hours. I was like, okay. By the time you're done, it's going to be like 3 a.m. Yep. And it's Monday night. You're not going to the lighthouse.
I did not get the gear, so...
You got the trophy in here.
I know. I really see. For me, there's no gear that I want anymore. Really, from trials, like I have the armor I want. I've already got Blind Perdition a couple times. I've got the Burning Eye, and like those are the. I use Burning Eye in PvE. I use Blind Perdition in PvP every now and then. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I don't need these things, but I love playing trials with people like Fallout and Fun Police. So the real reward is just getting to. Run some cards and play with friends.
Spoken like a true person who deleted his game accidentally.
I knew that was coming.
I know. And what it was I think on Xbox, the Force Close app is at like the bottom of the list of things when like you hit start on it. And on PlayStation, it's the first thing, and deleting the game is the last thing. So I'm so used to Xbox that I just like did it, and I was like looking at your stream and Shake's stream while you guys shit talked me jokingly for quitting out of the lighthouse like I big leagued you or something. And I was like, God damn it, I gotta get in there quick. I'm just fucking hold down the button without thinking. And my wife sitting next to me said she watched me as I like hovered on delete and was even thinking, I don't think he wants to do that, but she said nothing to me. Nothing as I deleted the game. Yeah. She watched it happen.
Oh my God.
And, ugh. brutal. So then I had to reinstall the game, and I missed out on my chance to play the Nightfall with Story and Shake because it was taking so long to download. I wasn't going to get the loot, so I unplugged my Ethernet cord to do something else, forgetting until the next morning when Story texts, "We're on for the Nightfall, right, boys?" And I'm like, shit, I don't think I'm going to have the game downloaded in time.
It's back to normal though next week, isn't it? It's back
yes,
to normal.
It is.
Everything's all good.
I have played since. Everything is fresh and beautiful. All right.
Excellent.
I'm a new man. I deleted Destiny. I really wish I had the footage. Fallout, I might ask you for it because I really want to make a video that's just called Why I Deleted Destiny with a really super clickbaity thumbnail.
Amazing.
And then just sure, post man. That footage of me accidentally
absolutely
doing it.
Absolutely incredible.
I'd watch that. I'll sub for that. I'll thumbs up that.
Good. Smash those like buttons, please. Yes. That's what I need. Yeah, so I'm so bad at Destiny that I even can't manage to just close the app. I've reached new levels of unskilled at this game.
No, man. You've incredible. Been improving. I've seen you when I log on. You're on Rumble. You're grabbing yourself lunas and stuff
exactly.
and playing the hard
I
stuff.
I will be a sweat. For our next showdown of some sort, all right? It will not be me at the bottom of the leaderboard every match. I will be second to last at least mm-hmm. twice. There's my
pick. That's what I'm talking about, buddy.
Yeah, you know
confidence.
I mean, speaking of sweats, there was a new thing happening this week. Like I've only ever played sweats once in my life, and it was many months ago, and it was not a positive experience. It was with a bunch of people that really did not like losing, and there was lots of arguing and very negative vibes going on. And it was
quite, and what happened this week, Story?
Well, you see, Uncle Fallout extended his wing, tucked me right into the armpit where the warmth and the love is, right? And cuddled me into a sweat scenario with some really good players, and we had an absolutely fantastic time. I could quite easily say it was probably one of my most enjoyable PvP experiences for quite a long while. We played six or seven games.
We played a whole bunch, yeah. I think we played seven.
And everyone in the lobby, apart from myself, was like super skilled. So this
you
was
did
like,
good, though.
Yeah,
you
I mean, but the thing was,
good.
we had a good team and it was comfortable because, you know, like I think one of the biggest issues that I have at the moment when I'm performing badly is being on a team that is similar to me, and that is my biggest mistake is I'm a silent runner. I don't talk very much.
You're
just
very
watch,
quiet, yeah.
You know, and just. Yeah. You know, I'm like a rabbit in the headlights kind of thing. So I don't talk very much. So when I'm with other people that do that, that's when things go wrong. And of course, playing aggressive. I play very, very aggressive. I get stuck in there and try and eliminate quickly, you know, eliminate. Some people use that as pooing. Like the dog is eliminated. It's pooed. Anyway, mad tangent. But yeah, really good experience. We had a great time. And if there's anyone out there that's considering sweats for themselves and is a bit scared, I
look
would
how,
say
look
just
how extra
do
accent-y
it.
You're getting when you say this.
He puts a
little
pepper
on it.
A little bit of extra
pepper
on that there.
Yeah, trying to make it more interesting.
I loved interested. It. Yeah, you hooked me in with the pepper, dude. I was right in there with you.
Good I was like, ooh, a little tingle down my spine with that. That little boost right there.
And I would say if Fallout ever does another one of his introductions to sweat streams, go and watch it. There's loads to learn. Mm-hmm. There's going to be loads of people that are like well-versed in the art of sweat. And they all talk, you know, it's like a running commentary. You're going to learn a lot of stuff. So I would heavily look out for that. Go over to his Twitch and press the follow button.
Yes, right now.
Yeah,
get him.
Do it.
Get him
do
to
it.
His 4,000
well
follows.
Yeah,
I'm actually dangerously close to 4,000.
There you go.
I'm pretty hyped about that.
I'll say, Story. My first ever experience, my first and only experience with sweats, was also with our dear friend Fallout, and I found it surprisingly not as terrifying as well. So if you're scared of sweats, if you have a good person like Fallout, and Bones is who I was playing with, they were on the team who will. You know, gently bring you into the pool and not just throw you in and call you a moron when you sink.
That's the thing.
I think that's the key. It's all about the right people to play with. Because obviously, There might be people. I mean, I've yet to encounter anyone in the Destiny world that I've played with who was truly like a dick. Maybe like one LFG raid. I know they are.
Oh, they're out there.
But I'm assuming our listeners are too nice to even associate with people like that.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you have they're great friends who'll be happy to help you with sweats. And I found it, even the people we were playing against didn't make me feel like I fucking sucked and was worthless.
That's the thing, like, mistakes being made have to be, you know, verbalized and agreed. Yeah. Like, there's no point in getting into something like that if you can't analyze the mistakes that were made and why things turned out the way that they did. But making someone feel like a fingerless turd that's not good at life, you know, for making a mistake in a video game isn't progression. It's not going to like further things.
I think it's all about analysis over judgment. I don't feel judged by anyone, but I felt like it was good, helpful analysis.
Because everybody makes mistakes, and, exactly. And who cares if
and
we
that's
lose?
What you it's learn like a, from.
It's a private match with friends. Like it's not like. It's not like we just lost the Super Bowl or whatever. You know what I mean? We're not pulling.
We didn't just lose in overtime.
A 20-point lead in overtime.
Yeah.
Well, let's not let the fact that the Falcons blew a 20-point lead in overtime overshadow the fact that the Golden State Warriors blew a 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals. Let's just bring that all back around. I'm a Warriors fan too, so that hurts me to say. Yeah, I do like the Warriors.
But yeah, it was fun. So we started out, and I think for the first two or three games, story was kind of like getting familiar with the pace of the game.
Yeah.
It's very quick. You know what I mean? You go into a game like Trials or Clash, and you know it's a bunch of people kind of...
Yeah.
Especially Trials, it's, depending on who you're playing, can be really... slow.
Yes.
But in Schwetz, very quick.
It's cyclical. It's like a beat. It's like a rhythm. And you have to keep up with that pace. And you have to read the surroundings and environment and the flow of the battle. And like keep that cyclical, you know, beat going. Whereas with Trials, you can have a beat, but it'll stop.
You can have a,
and then it'll go the other way. And then it'll just be randomized. That's what I like about Trials, is the fact that it's like really randomized. It's more enjoyable when there's a rhythm that you can get into. And I think that's why the Scurries thing is so abrasive to folk. Yeah,
cuts the rhythm in half.
Yes.
Meanwhile,
you want a rhythm, you want to...
Sweats.
Yeah,
and we would get a team wipe, and we're like, oh, it's a team wipe, and I'm like, no time to celebrate, baby. Come on, we got to rotate. Yeah. They're going to be spawning at A cap in like two seconds. Let's go. Catch them on the spawn. Get a split spawn.
Munch all of the green, like playing with your bro. You know, like Bumpy had got this it's a tactic that a lot of people use, but he was getting quite famous for it, and that was making sure that all the special. That was starving the enemy team with all the special. And a bumpy trade, was grabbing bumpy the special trade. And dying and sacrificing your life to make sure they get no shotgun ammo, basically.
Yeah, we were playing on Burning Shrine.
Yeah.
And I was like, when's the special? Oh my god, they took all the special. Like, it's that moment when it sinks in. Like, I'm trying to make sure I'm teaching story and we're having a good pace, and I completely blanked on the special. And I was like, Bumpy took all the special. Yeah, he totally did. Well, that's my bad.
Yeah. He's a good player, really good player, your bro, man. Very good Titan player.
Very aggressive Titan. We ended up winning the final four matches that we ended up playing, which is great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did really fantastic story. Yeah. Good job, buddy.
Yeah.
It's the team. Do it again anytime.
Team was great. Connections were great. You know, it was morning. I'd had enough coffee. And I'm really thankful of the education. The education was top quality. Absolutely top quality.
Love it.
And biggest piece of advice that still resounds in my head right now that's really helped me, and I still repeat it, don't plant.
Don't plant. Yep.
Don't
that's
plant.
What I said right at the beginning. Don't plant.
And for those that don't know what that means, it's don't root yourself into a spot. Keep moving. If you haven't got an angle, shift. Shift positions, try and get an angle, but don't stay in the same spot. The longer that you stay in the same spot, the more you're a sitting duck, the more you are an easy target. So don't plant. Keep moving. If you're a constant blip on the radar, you're confusing them. And if you're hunting for a different angle to make sure that you get that opponent down, you're just a lot more difficult of an issue. You're more of an issue to the enemy team. And that's a great piece of advice. Don't plant, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, we need a T-shirt with Fallout's logo on it. Don't plant.
me on a tree or something like that, like this.
Yes.
Don't plant.
Or Fallout
small,
is really
anti-Arbor
Day. A small
potted plant or a cactus with a big red cross.
Anti-Arbor Day.
Fuck trees.
I actually,
Fallout.
I have a shirt coming out. Did you know that? Did I tell you guys that?
No, you didn't. Please self-plug right now.
I'm going to totally plug myself right now. Yo, did you see the t-shirt that Destiny Fun Police came out with? The No Fun Allowed? With
yeah.
The,
yeah.
The
really
chaperone?
Good design.
Such a cool, yep. Such a good design.
Yeah.
The guy who designed his shirt designed one for me.
Dude, awesome, he's designing a shirt for us right now.
Oh my god,
he's busy. This guy is like a man whore.
He's the fucking... We all saw Shake's, shirt and we were just like, yo, like, bro, hook me up with that sweet-ass shirt.
Gotta have it.
Oh my gosh. You'll have to show me your shirt, Fallout. I'll show
I'll
you
buy
shirt.
Your shirt if you buy
my Oh my gosh, perfect.
Love it.
Why don't you just trade shirts? You know?
Just
trade,
yeah.
You know?
Here, take the shirt I'm wearing right now, actually, Fallout.
Yeah, just take it off, buddy.
Take my panties. Nope. You can have my panties.
Lord, take it all.
Oh my goodness. But, I'm glad that we're going to have competing shirts. You're going down.
This is Destiny After Dark.
Yeah.
After Hours.
Oh god,
so
gross.
Something else happened this weekend that I wanted to talk about. I mean, I feel like we're kind of having filler right now until
why not
filler?
Why not?
This is what I this is not filler. This is character building on this
heavy,
podcast.
Heavy iron that we're talking about right now. So our good friends over at Crucible Radio organized a tournament this weekend. It was a Sparrow Racing Tournament, and that was a hoot and a holler in that order.
Yes.
Not a holler and a hoot.
No, yeah. First it was a hoot, and then you hollered.
don't you put words in my mouth. It was a hoot and then a holler. It's not a holler and then a hoot. And I originally wasn't going to participate because I had plans, but they fell through. And I reached out to Birds the night before the tourney, and I said, hey, is there any room left? And he said, you're in. You are in, buddy. And that was... Megan, you caught some of that tourney, didn't you?
Yes, I did catch some of that tourney. I was
in
there.
Did you enjoy the shenanigans and the high-speed racing?
I loved the shenanigans. I was medium about the high-speed racing.
You preferred the shenanigans more.
Yes. You know, I'm a shenanigans fan, so yeah. That's all I can say.
A fanatic.
One more person says shenanigans, though, I will pistol whip them.
Yeah, I'll pistol whip somebody. Right. Hey, dear, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the wall and the mozzarella sticks?
Oh, you mean
she's
shenanigans?
Super Troopers, don't worry. She hasn't seen that movie in a dog's age.
That's fine.
But yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. I was actually a little disappointed, though. I have yet to give Bones my grief because Birds was like, you're in the tourney, dude. Have fun. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And when you're eventually eliminated at some point, then come in and do live commentary. I was like, great. So I put out the tweet. I go, hey, does anybody have an account I can borrow? Because the tourney's on PS4 and I have never raced on PS4. I don't have any gear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I got a bunch of people asking, like, oh, yeah, you can use my account. You can use my account. And then somebody DMs me. He goes, did you know that the Red Bull Sparrow is banned in the tourney? And I was like, what? I thought he was kidding with me. He was totally serious. They had banned the Red Bull Sparrow and the Raid Boost Sparrow.
Oh, my God.
And I was just thinking, Bones, how could you do this to me? How could you do this to me? But, yeah, it was fun. I actually almost made the grand finals until I was eliminated in a tremendously annoying way. I was in a 4-man race, and the first two people to finish first and second in that race, they advance, right?
Yep.
And I was in second place with the guy who was in first place the whole way. We were, like, locked in. And then he messes up a turn. I take the turn on the inside track. I'm in first now. And then he fishtails me into a wall. And we both got eliminated.
Yep.
God damn
it. It is Fallout's fault as a viewer that he got greedy. He could have settled for second and easily advanced, but he wanted the fucking win.
He didn't have to fishtail me, brother. He didn't have to fishtail. And I got eliminated at the end of the semifinals. I was so bummed out. But that was a fun tournament. Scar Drew won.
That was the. I think we all knew Scarjo was going to win.
Scarjo was, yeah.
As soon as I tuned in, I was, oh, Scarjo's winning this. There's absolutely no. Best everyone racer. Else. People are finishing their races at like 4:05, and then he's putting up sub-4-minute times after he like bumps a wall in the middle of the race. I'm like, how are you even possibly doing this?
I really wanted to race against him.
That's Fallout's idol. He could have.
I pulled off a 4:02 on Infinite Descent without any of the top tier sparrows. A 4:02 on that map without the that's a pretty good time.
Yeah, man.
It's like I was doing really good that day. And then as soon as I got eliminated, but it was funny though, because I know the guy who fishtailed me, like we're friends with each other, and we were all in a party chat when it happened. And when it happened, I was sad because I knew exactly what was going to happen. I knew I was going to get eliminated, but I just couldn't stop laughing. And everyone in the chat was going fucking bananas because it was too much. The shenanigans were too real.
I was so disappointed. I wanted to see you race against Scarjo too, mostly I could be like, when you get a chance to challenge your hero, and then he just bitch slaps you down immediately. That's what I wanted.
Like, it hurts so good, Daddy. Thank you. Hey, did you know that Scarjo popped into my stream after the showdown, and he said, I wanted to let you know that I saw you racing in the showdown, and you did a damn good job.
Aw.
True story.
Oh my gosh. That's that old commercial where like Mean Joe Green throws the jersey to the jersey. Kid.
Hey kid, there you go. I gave Scarjo a sip of my Coke, and he gave me his jersey, and then we fucking made out.
Ew. Anna was really creeped out by the whole thing.
Yeah, she's like, what the fuck?
Packing her bags out with right now. She's leaving.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Is it time for questions and answers?
I think it's question time.
Because we are doing a shorter podcast today, aren't we?
We're doing a shorter podcast. We don't have a lot of news until Wednesday, so why not? Yes. Why not do a couple of questions,
Keep it short. Keep it simple. Until we get into a very just violent debate over one of these questions.
Next Sunday's one is going to be big because we'd have watched the live stream. Yeah. There's going to be plenty to chubble on, isn't there, next week, really?
So. No, definitely. Okay, well, I got the questions up right
here. I hope they do nothing in the live stream. They tweak, like, one gun a little bit. We tighten pellet spread on shotguns, and then they end the stream. And then we're all counting on this. It's like, you sons of bitches.
So we got a question. Mr. Aries, do you pour milk first or cereal? Is that a real question? Does anyone
Isn't it the ultimate question?
Thank God.
If you answer
I've never really considered it, but I was really worried that like you were about to say that you pour... Does anyone pour cereal first?
And
I was
like, what the fuck's wrong with you? First. And if you do...
You make a mess.
Who are you, and why are you doing that? The whole point is to pour the cereal, and you lay the foundation... And then when you pour the milk, it fills in the cracks.
How do you know? How do you possibly know how much milk to put in? Well, you want to maximize cereal.
And how?
I'm not in this for the milk. I'm in it for the fucking meal.
How can people fit cereal into a bowl when it's got all that cocaine in it? I mean, Jesus Christ! What are people's priorities in this world?
Amateur hour.
And milk instead of bourbon. What? Honestly,
I believe Waitos in the chat says Holtzman is a milk first cereal eater. Ugh.
No, come on. Is he really?
Holtzman would be.
Wow, we have multiple comments in the chat. Holtzman is a milk first. Wow.
Ugh.
He was in my Twitch chat earlier. We were being buddy buddy, but now I think I might have to unfollow him.
unsubscribe, unfollow, everything. Get this guy out of my life. I'm going to go into a stream and I'm going to be that classic guy who goes in and says, I used to respect you and then you did this. That's what I'm going to go in.
This is not a joke. I'm going to tweet Holtzman
right now. Right now, Holtzman.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Heard you eat.
Are you serious right now?
Heard you do milk first. What the fuck is wrong with you? That's the tweet.
Lumi pours milk first. Is that true? I wouldn't ever think of a man. No.
No, there cannot be this many people that do milk first.
I think it's a troll. They don't do that. Let's just, if you're a cereal lover and you pour milk first, you are literally minimizing the amount of cereal that you're going to be loving.
Yeah,
and look, you can still do cereal first, and then when you pour the milk in, you can still have plenty of milk. Yeah. I'm never done with a bowl of cereal. I always have milk left over that you drink. You always drink the milk. Well, I swear to God, yeah. If I catch anyone pouring the milk out...
Ew! Who would do that?
I did actually see a very good counter to this question, which I think basically provides an ultimatum that just quells everything, and that is, don't use a bowl, use a trough.
Use a trough.
And it doesn't matter what you put
now
in first, because... We're looking at gallons of milk and boxes
now
of cereal all at once.
Cooking.
There you go.
Ugh. Ew. I don't want to know what a bowl of cereal would look like without that nice milk glaze over my Reese's Puff cereal because I'm a grown up. I need it. I need to pour the milk on top so it gets that little glimmer.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. Exactly. you get everything. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because if you put the... I'm kidding.
I know. See, I told you we would get into a violent
milk first, and then you put the cereal on top of it. Yeah. If you want all the cereal to touch the milk, you can only have a very thin layer of cereal at the top. It's like 5 bites, and then you're done. What do? Do you keep pouring cereal on top of the milk?
Actually, this is opening
like,
up...
Why would you do
if
that?
If you like your cereal crisp, though, and not so soggy, then that probably is the better technique. Maybe that's why it's caught on so much. Maybe if you like your cereal nice and crisp, you can keep topping it up. And that's the reason why people...
Just eat your cereal faster, all right?
Look,
eat your cereal like a goddamn champion.
The milk. I never have a problem with my cereal getting too soggy. You know what I mean? I'm not a non-talented bitch scrub. I know how to eat my cereal.
Yes.
You know
the
mean?
Only way this would be acceptable to me is with the cereal frosted mini wheats, because those get soggy if they're in the milk for even 30 seconds, and then they're the worst thing ever to eat.
They lose the frosting. The frosting gets taken into the milk. You know when you get to the bottom of the mini wheats and you're like, there's no frosting on this one. But the good news is when you're done with the frosted mini wheats, drink the milk.
You get your sugar milk.
That ice and you're like, oh my god. The best ever. Okay, we spent way too much time on this question.
Yeah, we really did. We got really
moving
into
on.
This. Into this
moving on.
Cereal debate. Oh my gosh.
Okay, here's one from Shaq Dogs. You get to take two anime characters, two video game characters, and one celebrity into a raid with you.
Oh,
who do you take?
Okay.
Who do you take, Mega? Come on.
Oh god, I'm on the spot. I can't even.
I
gotta think of.
Boom.
I gotta think of two anime characters first of all, because I think the only one I've ever watched
watch
is Dragon
anime,
Ball Z.
Really? I watched Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. See, that's the problem. Yeah. That's like the only one we're all gonna.
Okay,
know,
I'm gonna take like Krillin because
you want
he
idiot?
Always dies, and in that way, if he dies, then I'm not being blamed.
Get your
in the raid
DB,
for dying
get your
first.
DBZ memes right. Yamcha always dies. I mean, come on. No, Krillin
that's true.
Just die
Yamcha
a lot
dies
too.
Way more.
I need subtitles again. What is this?
What?
The French
what the hell
movie?
Is this? What is this Dragon Ball
You're not
business?
Familiar with the Dragon Balls sword?
Yeah.
No,
no, I think I would go...
I'm such a ignoramus.
Right. I would probably take Piccolo and...
Piccolo knows what's up.
Piccolo, he would know the mechanics. Piccolo would be like fucking on point the whole time, you know. And then I just want to try to think of a different anime character. I'll take Sailor Moon. Because you gotta have the girl on the team. All right? You gotta have the girl. Why not? I forget what else I'm allowed to... Oh, and a celebrity. I'm gonna take Morgan Freeman for the sick call-outs. I'm gonna want that voice.
Good call.
In my ear the whole time, letting me
know
when it's DPS.
I can't do a Morgan Freeman impression, but what would he sound like in the raid?
Access DPS phase right now. I don't know.
That was a little too sudden.
I can't. I'm not. I was on the spot trying to do a Morgan Freeman impersonation. Yeah. All right, that's all I got. And then video game characters. I mean, I'm gonna take Mega Man. I love Mega Man. I just want any chance to spend time with Mega Man. I'm gonna take him. And then we'll go with Sub-Zero. Because he can freeze the enemies, and would make it really easy. There it is. I answered this question, the most random, impossibly hard question I've ever had to answer in my life.
Goddamn champion.
Fuck yes, I'm ready.
What a champion.
Now I'm going to actually, here's a celebrity suggestion for you. Get one of those kids from Stranger Things so they can tell you what's up in season 2.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Good call.
I'm watching the trailer. As soon as we finish this podcast, I'm watching the teaser. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, here's another good question from Frost Diaz. Who is your favorite? Oh, we have already done that one. Who's your favorite Pokemon? We did that a long while ago.
Yeah, Yeah,
Pokemon
we did.
Pokemon has been hammered to death.
People Pokemon love to ask us about the Pokemans.
It's Umbreon, by the way.
Yes, it is Umbreon for you. And I have stuck with my Typhlosion as my number one bae.